think there's a different version. Well, there are a few versions, I think, on the session. And the other version doesn't have some of this stuff on it. But I kind of like this version. So it's not the original one that I learned, but... And boy, I love this tune, and I swear to God, as you can tell, I haven't played these tunes in so long, but this is great. The session is actually great for me too, because I can revive some of these tunes that I haven't played in such a long time. So here we go. Teller Am and the Bank of Tuff. Oh, that's the... I was going into another tune.
Thank you.
sorry about my little screw up there, but anyway, some more great tunes. So let me see. I don't even know what time it is. Oh yeah, so we got plenty of time. Any questions or anything before we go? Before we go any further, I can't. You know, it's hard for me to read this bloody chat thing. You know, because I'm thinking of tunes and different things that I'm trying to do. So don't hold it against me. But if you have any questions, now's the time to throw them out there. I'm happy to answer them. All right, I guess not. All right, so
we're just taking it all in. It's great. It's really great good. Session tonight. Yeah, tunes are great.
So let's do the polka set. So my father used to love this tune, "The Girl I Left Behind Me," right? The girl I left behind me. So I used to love that tune. And it's got a great swing to it. Unfortunately, I don't know the words, but... and then, of course, the Rakes of Mallow. They're very popular in County Wexford. And that's where my father's from, so... I'm certainly used to hearing those tunes played. I think the Wexford Mummers, used to play "The Girl I Left Behind Me" all the time as part of their dance routine. If you're not familiar with it, it's a routine based on the Battle of Vinegar Hill and Father Murphy. And they're all lined up and they're wearing bishop's hats and stuff like that and little wooden swords. And